Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are in November. This will be aired the 20th. We're headed next week, by the way, is Thanksgiving. And then, of course, that enters into the month of December and then
right.
New Year's.
And it's the short time between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year.
So we have big gatherings coming up, you know, with Thanksgiving. And then it kicks off the Christmas season, which is a complete different month than every other month because of everything that happens during that time with gifts and parties and activities.
Family get-together,
scheduling.
School parties, work parties.
School, all this stuff that we have to participate in. So today, Kathy suggested this yesterday, is that we actually do a session today on what would it look like for us to enjoy this holiday, as opposed to that it be stressed, difficult, hard, and actually not enjoyable. So a lot of people actually are unhappy, like, this isn't going to be a pleasant month when it should be the very best month that we have,
right.
We want to talk about that. So let's set up the premise, first of all, of what you and I have learned and our families have learned, because we've experienced, what it used to be like with stress. But what fundamentally have you learned as to how and why this is such an important month to enjoy?
So one of the things that we've really learned is, what does it look like to leave margin in the midst of it and to truly surrender all of the opportunities that God puts before us to Him and let Him tell us what the most important is and where we will find joy and refreshment and peace and what to engage in and what, despite all of the FOMO, fear of missing out, being willing to say no to what He says no to and yes to what He says yes to.
Yeah.
Because that is where the best will be and where the joy of the season will be found.
Yeah. Yeah. The one thing that I'd say that we learned about it is that we did recognize that there's too many things to do and they're above and beyond the normal because of all the things we got to do, which is, you're buying gifts for family, you're with family at different times, there's parties to go to, there's
and good things, right?
They're all good things. Yeah. There's things that would be fun to go out and, go to, like we typically would go to the play called A Christmas Carol because it's been a good time, but that's another night, another day, another experience. There's too many things to try to cram in. So with that, one of the things that we've learned is, well, we have to do less and change what we might normally do in December and November and December and do it differently with a planned schedule that lays it out so that we see that do we have the margin to enjoy this as we start to fill in that schedule.
Right.
Because
and even the margin to enjoy as well as the margin to be responsive to the Holy Spirit in the surprise moments that He puts before you that are just anointed.
Yeah.
Right?
And they're going to happen. Absolutely going to happen. And to have, a great, what we say is that, and this was true, and I'm learning more about this. We had, we had Eric and Rabbi Ephraim from Israel. They were talking about the feast.
Yes.
And the fact that they, like, for example, in the Feast of Tabernacles in the last day, the entire country shuts down.
Mm-hmm.
And they just go out and have fun. That's it. And they've learned during a feast time, life is going to be different.
Right.
But let's go enjoy that. And not try to cram it on top of other things because they want to enjoy it. And I do believe that God says, I want you to build enjoyable memories because you do get to be with relationships. You do get to be with family during this time and to learn how to do that. So let's look at some scripture and then we'll start to put this together. But first of all, let's go to Psalm 23. Everybody knows this Psalm, but let's really unpack it as it relates to the holiday time. Psalm 23. Sure.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul, and he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yep. So the last verse, 6, it says, surely goodness, and the word mercy is covenant loyalty.
Right.
Is that the mercy and the goodness, which is the spectacular, and the covenant, which is I'm going to bless you to make you a blessing, are going to be part of your life all the days of your life. And we understand the days are going to be variable.
Right.
So is November, December going to be different than other months? Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So he said, understand that. And then let me be your shepherd, not you.
Mm.
I know how to do this. I know how to deliver this mm-hmm. to you. And he says, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make you rest. So rest, and we define that as margin and not stress, but we're rested, we're enjoying every day because we're he says, I want to lead you to rest, and I want to lead you beside still water to be refreshed. Mm-hmm. I want this to be refreshing to you.
Right.
So go ahead.
Yeah, I'd love to interrupt on this. I heard this the other day and I was just like, that is so beautiful. And I have not thought about it before. Philip Keller in his book on Psalms 23, he's the yep. one who wrote the Lessons from a Sheepdog also.
That's right.
He has a yep. book on Psalms 23 and he talks about how when we picture this verse and we picture, you know, he makes me lie down in green pastures and we think of the restoration and the refreshment and the waters, we picture this being written on this green hillside that is absolutely stunning. And we need to remember when the author wrote this, what the land looked like in Israel. It was dry, it was arid, it was desert. There was so much of that. And so these promises that God would bring them to a place of green pastures, of refreshing, of peace, by the waters, that was something they would long for because they weren't just seeing green hill. They didn't live in New Hampshire where they saw green rolling hills all the time and could just picture what that looks like. It was something special that they would be brought to this place of rest and refreshment and green and life and refilling and refueling. And so I think sometimes that the beauty of that picture is lost on us because of what we see in our surroundings, recognizing what he is saying he has for us is different than what is the world around us. It is different than what we see, and it is special and life-giving and refreshing and to be treasured, right?
Yeah, that's right. And so he says, as you look at the holiday, he says, build in margin, be restful, don't be stressed out, and be refreshed, and let me create great memories. Your troubles, I'm not going to eliminate your trouble, but I'll prepare and take care of you in the middle of that trouble while you have this special month mm-hmm. to enjoy. So he says, create space, plan better, and build in how would your family, you and your spouse, you and your kids, you and your grandkids enjoy, what are the things that are enjoyable to you mm-hmm. to be able to do this during the month of November and December? Okay, now go over to Psalm 128 and then we'll start to put some practical things together.
Sure. It says, blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house. Your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel.
Yep. So he says, if you fear me, by the way, this is what we're even in the context of, you know, walking in the kingdom, I'm going to go with you and let you direct traffic. He says, I'm going to make your work enjoyable. So as you look at the work things you're doing, and the things are just what you're occupied with. Could be working at a job, but it could be just different things that you're going to do this month. Mm-hmm. Let me make that enjoyable. He said, you and your spouse will enjoy it. It'll be like all your kids around the Thanksgiving table enjoying it. You get to see your grandchildren be part of this. So he said, basically, the description of the month is joyful, and what brings you joy, which will be a peace and not stress, margin, good memories, and planning through the things that now are going to be different this time versus other times. So what you would do is what we suggest, and you and I do this, you do this with Dan, I do this with Linda, is we get our calendar out. Literally, it's going to be day by day by day, starting in the mid-November, all the way through to New Year's. And you start to fill in the things that you, first of all, you know you're going to be doing.
Right.
And then start.
We kind of call those our rocks. We put our rocks in first.
Yeah. And then we start building, the other things we could do. So like, for example, you do this, we do this, is we are going to decorate the house. Well, that's not a few minute project.
Right.
So Linda and I will look at the dates and say, okay, we're going to take, these 2 days or three days. And, first I got to bring up the trees, and then we got to do this and do this and do this. And we plan it knowing that that's going to occupy some time.
Right.
And by the way, when we do that, we don't do anything else. So we're not going to another event. We're not going out with friends. Right. We're just
working. There's a lot of no's that come at the expense of that. Yes. Right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And we schedule it. Now what we do is, and of course you have your larger family there, but what I do is we have a person that we do give her, some money, but she comes and helps Linda.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that eventually, I think. Yeah. But right now, we've still got the kids around to help. Yeah.
Linda couldn't do it all by herself. Neither can I. So we would say, okay, let's get some help. And we have the privilege of being able to afford something. So we do. But we'll bring that into the process and coordinate that with that lady. When can you come? And, and we do it. But we block those days off and say, okay, we're going to decorate the house and, Thanksgiving and then Christmas. So we have a decoration time. Then Linda and I, we have a list of the people we'd like to get some gifts for. And we're taping this at the end of October. We actually start now with the list, and we'll try to understand, what things would be significant for them that we could get. And then we'll start planning out, days that we're going to go out shopping. Mm-hmm. And we'll do that. And by the way, this is one thing that Linda did, and we do this every year now. We take extra cash and we pray when we go out shopping. We pray, Father, is there anybody that we come across that could use us to help a parent provide a gift for a kid? And just give us a heads up and we'll do it. And it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's really fun, to give
it
away.
It's an adventure, listening to him prompt and lead, right?
Yeah. And it's so fun to see little kids that you could see that there's something they would like, but, their parents just can't afford it, And it's not like we go out and, we gotta. We just say, Father, we would like to have the joy of you highlighting who you would like us to do this with.
Right.
And so while we're out shopping, this happens all the time. Mm-hmm. And all we can say is it's just what a fun thing to be part of.
Right.
And it's not forced. And we only do it, as the Father said, there.
It's responsive.
Right. There it is, right there. Yeah. And so we have a good time with that. But we set our shopping days and start to bin. Then, by the way, Linda has to set in her schedule wrapping days.
Yes. You mean you don't do those?
I do. I do. I assist.
Are you any good at those, Rich?
I am not that good at it, but hey, I can say I can.
It was
can
wrapped with love.
And here's what I learned is that the messy part of it you put at the bottom. Nobody sees that. Nobody sees that anyway.
There you go.
And you put a bow on it. Looks.
You can hide all kinds of things that way.
I can hide all kinds of stuff. So I wrap all the presents for Linda, and I'll help her with others. But she'll put time away, for wrapping. Then we look at, okay, we're going to have Thanksgiving week. We're going to have Christmas week, New Year's week. We start to build in the who's going to be where. Mm-hmm. Who's coming? When are they coming? How are we going to handle that day? What kind of food are we going to have? Who's going to participate? And we'll start to put those plans together mm-hmm. with the experiences. And then, you know, in our situation, we don't have conflicts. We used to with people right. that would come that would be in conflict. So if we're going to have somebody come that's going to be conflicting because they're self-centered, we would begin to pray over that. Mm-hmm. And Father, how could we enjoy that? Make sure we don't get engaged with this.
Right.
How can we help set a boundary so we don't participate in their stuff and make it still enjoyable?
Right.
And so we work, and that's an issue that we ought to deal with. We got to deal with. It's a hard thing. Then we start looking at special events during the month, which could be work parties. When Aiden and Joshua were here in high school, we had school stuff that we had to put in and calendar that out. Mm-hmm. We do, one of the things that we like doing is Christmas movie nights.
Right.
We have a theater in our house, so we schedule 2, maybe 3 nights sometime during the November, December, where we'll all gather and we're going to watch just Christmas movies that we yeah. like.
Do you have a couple favorites that you do, or do you do different ones every year?
Well, we have favorites. You know, we have White Christmas, by the way, uh-huh. Holiday Inn. We have a musical, Scrooge. This is really fun yeah. that we like. That was Michelle's favorite movie. The kids like Christmas Vacation.
Yes, of course. Dan does too. Yes.
We like the old Christmas Carol movies. We've got a few new ones that we have. It's called, it's really clever. It's called Carols with a K, Carols Christmas. And it's a guy that is visited by, you know, the three ghosts.
Right.
And they, at the way it unplays, it looks like they made a mistake.
Mm.
And that is that they picked the wrong guy.
Funny.
But as it plays out, it wasn't about him. It was about him being restored. And it really was about the guy next door.
Oh, that's so cool. That's
but
fun.
The ghost had to use this guy.
Yeah.
To put it all together. And it was the ghosts were, in this case, they're comedic.
Yeah.
So they're funny.
Oh, that's fun.
So that's a new one that we've liked to watch. You know, there's another one called The Christmas Gift, and it happens to be a movie that John Denver did in Georgetown, Colorado.
Uh-huh.
And the whole thing is set in Georgetown, Colorado. And since we go up to Georgetown a lot,
right,
we know all the things that they did there.
Very nostalgic, yeah.
So it's fun to see that, to remember, that's what Christmas is like. Anyway, how about you? Any things that
Yeah, we do have some favorites, some definite favorite movies. Ours are probably a little more, you know, surrounded on the kids from when they were young. But Elf is an all-time favorite in this house for sure. And, you know, I love, there's a movie called While You Were Sleeping that is set in Christmas. That's like a rom-com that is one of our favorites. But we do pull those out. Christmas Vacation absolutely always comes out. Dan and the boys love that one where where he sticks his tongue on the frozen pole.
Oh, Christmas Story.
Christmas Story. I cannot watch that one. They could watch it all day long. That one absolutely drives me batty, but they love it. So it will be played. And Muppet Christmas Carol is actually our favorite version of a Christmas Carol movie is the Muppet Christmas Carol, and actually follows the book the closest of all of them.
Yeah.
So if you've never seen that one, it is delightful, and we have watched it for 30 plus years every year.
Yeah.
So those are some of our fights. A new favorite, I will say, is Klaus.
Yeah.
Klaus, if you haven't seen that one. That is so well done, and has just a sweet redemptive story in it too.
Yep. So those are fun to watch, but you got to schedule those in. And then we, mm-hmm. Again, we have our parties that we've scheduled, and then we, we'll have special things that we may want to go do, like maybe a concert that a church is putting on, or a holiday concert. Sometimes like Celtic Women come to Denver. We have the Trans-Siberian Orchestra that always comes to Denver during that time. So we buy tickets for that and get that organized and, you know, put on the calendar. Christmas, go see a play, Christmas Carol, sometimes White Christmas. But we like to drive around and see the lights of Denver.
Right.
So we'll go out and, you know, have a night where we do that together. But we've calendared that all out. And then as we put that together, we leave space.
Yes.
So we can't cram all this stuff in. And then once we have the calendar set, then it's easy to say no.
Right.
When, hey, how about could you come to this party? Well, we could, but because we don't have the space for it, you know, the answer is no, you know, we're not going to do it.
Right. And so I'm just going to add, because if there's somebody else who has my personality, I have learned that I have to go one step further than leaving just the margin, because I know we've learned, and especially the older we get, the more we do need a greater amount of margin just to enjoy the things that we are doing. But I have had to go as far as to put on my calendar, do not schedule on my margin days, because I get so tempted by, I mean, everything sounds so fun, but knowing myself, I won't have the bandwidth to truly engage and enjoy the moments that are called if I don't protect the margin. And for me, I literally have to put a do not schedule so that then I can say, yep, there's something on my calendar. I can't do this. My calendar is saying do not schedule.
Right.
It helps me to remember to protect the margin. That's just a safety I have to give myself, actually.
Yep. And then you got to build in other things like, you know, when we do Advent, Linda has a Jesse tree that, you know, goes through the Advent season of lighting the candles and then using this great thing that she's developed to tell the story of all the characters of the Old and the New Testament into Jesus. That is such a great thing for kids. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, that's something we would do every night that we got to, you know, plug in. And if we're going to be gone that night, you know, then we'll do two in a row or something like that. But
and that looks different for you now as the kids are off at college, the grandkids are off at college and whatever. So you're probably going to be reorchestrating a little bit how you weave that into the fabric of everything, right?
Yeah. Lynn and I still do it, even though we don't have even little kids there, but we'll still do it because it's such a great preparation of our hearts, right. You know, for the Christmas season. Yes. And then, you know, going to church and Christmas Eve service. And, you know, there's just all these things that you have to build in. And then we have traditions that we do. We plan the week between Christmas and New Year's and then New Year's Eve parties. And, mm-hmm. you know, you got to cover the entire spectrum of calendaring it out, keeping your margin. And the question is always, what brings you and your family joy mm-hmm. that you work through together? That let's schedule those things in because it builds great memories. It's joyful for us. And we spend the month doing things of great joy as opposed mm-hmm. to a life of stress and trouble. And we'd rather not do any of it.
Right.
So that would be our suggestions. Any other input you want to provide that yeah. for?
And even just, you know, that willingness, we talk about this all the time, but willingness, even as you sit down with what you think the best calendar is, surrendering that to God and, okay, God, what do you have to say? Is this, am I investing in the things that you want me to invest in? Are my yeses your yeses and are my noes your noes? And be willing to be surprised by that sometimes, because I do think sometimes there's something that we're holding tightly to that he's like, no, that wasn't what I was telling you to do this year. There is actually going to be a hidden joy in this other thing. I want that to be your no and this other to be your yes.
Right.
And so even our calendars and what brings us joy, we're bringing to him, surrendering, asking him what his plan for the season is as we celebrate him, right?
Yep. And then one more thing to add would be, you know, don't let the financial piece of it stress yeah. you out, so that, you know, whatever your limits are, you know, stay within those limits. Don't overuse credit cards that you got to start paying off in January, February, and March, that you're kind of mad when you got to do that and you've lost the joy of it. Is that's okay. Just spend less and
yeah.
come up creative.
To be creative. Yes.
Creative, make things, you know, provide services to people that maybe you could do, give some time that you can commit to. So, and by the way, if you typically wind up in a stressful financial situation, start looking at, you know what? We typically would need to spend X dollars mm-hmm. different in addition to for Thanksgiving through New Year's. So start building that cash up and have it available
planning
to you
ahead for it. Right.
So that you can go and do it without stress. So don't let financial stress mm-hmm. be part of this either. There are different ways to do that. And people really care about you and the connection and the relationship. And it's not about that I get them the perfect gift. It's rather, did I come up with something that I can be meaningful to them and they'll actually appreciate? And it does not have to be expensive.
Right. And I would even say sometimes being willing to be the person, I know in families, as families get bigger and bigger, it can be very stressful to gift everyone. And all it takes is one person being willing to step up and say, hey, would you guys like to consider doing a grab bag this year, or a Secret Santa, or doing it a little different? And I am here to tell you, there will be 10 other people praising you for doing that, because it just made their holidays, even if it's not a financial stress, it made things easier for them to just relax and enjoy the moment and not make it so much about the gift, but make it about the relationship and the fun and the time together.
Yep.
And it takes someone sometimes in the family being bold enough to say that, to break the ice for the traditions to be broken of just buying 1,000 gifts. You know?
Right. One thing that we did do, and this is for the extended family particularly, was because of what you just said, we said, well, there's so many. We did two things. We've done two different things. One, we put everybody's name in a hat, and you know, we had to do it long distance, but somebody pick one person, and then you give that gift to one person. Everybody gets a gift, and it's different every year.
Right.
And you not have to give, you know, 15 gifts. You just give one, and everybody knows it. And it's like, yep, let's do it that way. Another thing that we did was we said a couple of times we've done this is, look, you decide the place you would like to donate and make a difference this year. Mm-hmm. And you donate that money, and you let everybody know that we use the money that we normally would use for gift giving in our extended family, and we gave it to this charity, and we've got, and then we got 10, 15 charities that are blessed by it. And everybody said, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Another fun one we've done, I love that idea though. Another fun one we've done is if people are actually gathered together. So this doesn't work with the out of town, but when you've got a large group gathered together that's willing to do this, is we would pick a theme. We would do this with Dan's family a lot, pick a theme. And so maybe, you know, this time it's kitchen stuff or, you know, whatever it happens to be.
Yep.
But we pick a theme, and there's a price limit, and everybody brings a gift within that price limit that's wrapped, and then we'll sit in a circle, and it's the funniest thing ever. You know, I know a lot of people will do the one where you steal at the Yankee swap. That's also fun.
Yep.
But in this one, you bag it up, and then you read the Christmas story, and there's a version online that you can have written in with the words right and left in it. And every time it says right, you pass the bag to the right. Every time it says left, you go left. And so the bags go round and round and round. And then once the end of the story is, you open your bags and see what you've gotten.
Cool.
And it's so much fun. I mean, at the end of the day, we're together, we're enjoying relationship, enjoying laughter with each other. It's much more about that than the actual gift, right?
Right. Yeah. And remember that this is a season as you're building memories, is to help people learn, particularly children and grandchildren, to become generous, both with time and effort. Mm-hmm. So we will, like, for example, Linda organizes going to a nursing home. And she'll make little candy cane reindeers. We'll go to every room and pass them out. And then we'll sing Christmas carols, and just bringing joy to them, you know, of just things. We'll go to the local food bank and make sure that we donate things. And, you know, just the more that we can show the blessedness of generosity and giving, and we have a great time to do it this year during this season. You know, include your kids in that process, which,
absolutely,
by the way, you got a calendar. So Heavenly Father, we could go on and on about this, but we just pray that everybody who's listening will have a grand Thanksgiving and Christmas, New Year's season this year by willing to let you lead them beside still water, to refresh them, to cause them to rest, to have joy, to have memory, to build margin, to calendar, to let it be different this year so that we can say at the end of it, what a wonderful time was that, and let's keep doing that every year and enjoy the beauty of the celebration of the birth of Christ. And so we lift that up and praise you now in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich. That was a fun one to talk about for sure as we head into the holidays. If you have questions today, guys, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments, and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.